As a businessman, a successful businessman, Robert Green joins us. You have taken on kind of a side altruistic, I don't know, it's an avocation?
I wouldn't say it's totally altruistic, Phil. I want people to see how tough life was for people such as myself to become successful in business. I've been through a lot, and I don't know that other people have been through what I've been through. They've been living soft a little bit, a lot of them. And sometimes I want to walk up to the average person and just, I don't know, slap their face, just to wake them up. So if I can literally, Phil, shove their faces in a little bit of the pain that some of us have been through, I think it's a good thing. We can have a society that appreciates the pain of others.
All right, well, as a busy businessman, how do you do that?
Well, I realized, Phil, that I didn't have time to teach class. I didn't have time to give lectures. I realized that I did have time, though, to, on any given day, show people the pain of others. Here in Los Angeles and across the country, there are some pretty frightening accidents off to the side of the road every day, off to the side of the freeway. People complain that traffic slows up around them for so-called looky-loos, or if you will, rubberneckers. I find that to be an insult because I'm one of those people who slows up for accidents.
And you do that on purpose, right?
Yes, I do, and the reason I do it is because I know it's slowing people behind me. And if I can slow them up enough, I can force them to take a look at that accident. And if I can force them to take a look at that accident and see what there may be to see an injured person, perhaps a fatality. It's not good that someone died, but I have a police scanner on my dash. I can find out if there's been a fatality. I will drive to that location and try and get traffic slowed up behind me. Because if you can force traffic to slow long enough to see, you know, unfortunately, a dead body, you've just given somebody a gift, and the gift is a note. And the note says, live it up, stupid, because, and I don't mean to say stupid, but, you know, that could be you, and so many people don't recognize that.
How do we, okay, you're purposefully slowing up on freeways and expressways near accidents to slow traffic behind you. You mentioned the terms looky-loos, and you mentioned the term rubberneckers and people that ogle accidents. This is a negative, and a lot of people don't like that. But you say the reason is to give those people a good look at the accident.
That is correct, and it's something as simple as this. When I get slow, I slow up in the lane where the accident is, and I will stick my hand out the window and wave to the traffic behind me. And if the accident is off to my right, I will point over to the right side, over the car. If it's off to the left, I will point off to the left, waving and then pointing. And the purpose of this, Phil, is to say, hey, you people in your cars, you people rushing off to your job, rushing off to your meeting, rushing off to what you think is important, take a look at that, because that could be you. And I've seen so much of it. It's painful, but it's educational.
All right. Now you mentioned that you had tasted some bitter moments in life, Bob. Can you share some of those with us? Tell us where you're from, what your orientation is, and why you are engaged in this avocation.
Well, it's because of my experiences that I want to wake up, Mr. and Mrs. America. I'll never forget the night I drove by an accident on Interstate 10. It was out near Indio. And there must have been 20 flares out. It looked like a head-on. I saw that there were ambulances and a number of highway patrol vehicles. That shook me up for a long time, and most people don't see those things. They don't experience the horror of it. One night I saw a tractor-trailer that had jackknifed out onto a frontage road. That was a close call for that driver. So I've been through a lot, and what I do now is slow up, and I force the traffic behind me to slow so people can see. Take a good long look at what could have happened to them. And again, I wave and I point, and really it's to say, hey, and I don't mean to be cruel, but it's to say, hey, stupid, while you're honking at me, which when if they do honk at me, I completely ignore it.
Well, you mentioned to me that when, if you hear honks, you put on a pair of headphones, right?
I put on some headphones that I have in the front seat, and I point to the headphones as if to say, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Take a good look. Had I not slowed up and forced them to see it, and take stock of their lives, who knows where they'd be.
Robert Green, he's the CEO of Fraser Foods, but he's engaged in what he calls reality outreach on the freeways, around town. If he sees an accident, he slows down and forces the traffic behind him to slow down. Many of us know these people as looky-loos and rubberneckers. And
well, I don't like to be called that, Phil.
Well, I know that that's not you, but you're slowing down for a purpose. You're slowing.
Well, most of these looky-loos slow down just to see the accident, and it is interesting. But I slow down to force the other people to slow down.
And to look at it.
Absolutely.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green joining us. You mentioned some people think of it as looky-loo slowing or rubbernecking, as I mentioned it too, and they don't like to go slow behind somebody looking at the accident. So what do you do other than put the headphones on when you have an impatient driver behind you?
Well, quite frequently I will have impatient drivers, Phil, and generally what they do is they honk, and I mentioned I put on what I have, and I will always have, is my arm resting on the open window, one hand on the wheel, and I'm looking directly at the accident. So I can see the road ahead of me, but I'm not looking at the road ahead. That gives them the message, you know something, I'm not interested in what you're interested in. I'm not interested in looking at the road ahead. I'm looking at that accident. If I can get traffic slowed enough, I will ask the emergency personnel or the police at the scene what happened. If people honk, I mentioned I have a pair of headphones that I keep on the seat. I immediately slip them on, and I point to them. And that's my way of saying, I can't hear your honking. And then I point to the accident. And that's my way of saying, you know what, forget your honking and forget your pain in the you-know-what life. Take a look at what's going on. And again, Mr. Henry, I've lived through a lot in my life. I mean, I'm the CEO of a very successful company. And if I can help even one person a day become aware of someone else's pain by forcing them to slow down and really take a long look at the accident, I've done well. The things I've seen are...
Well, when you mention the things you've seen, are you talking about other accidents?
Well, I'm talking about experiencing them, not the way the average motorist does who just stares at it like he's watching a TV show. I really see the accident. I will ask emergency personnel if anybody died, if anyone was hurt.
What do they say? What do the cops, the ambulance drivers, and so on say to you when you're asking these questions?
I think they really appreciate my interest, and I can see, you know, they kind of look at me as if to say, you know, nobody's ever really shown enough interest, and they'll tell me what they can. I slow down to probably about anywhere from 5 to 10 miles an hour, slow enough so that I can get the whole story, and slow enough, more importantly, so that Mr. and Mrs. America and their kids and whoever else is riding with them slow down and take a look at it, too.
So the police are what about, now here's a question that I would ask you. Kids, what if there are kids in the cars behind you and you're coming up on a particularly gruesome accident? Isn't that subjecting those children to a level of trauma?
Well, sometimes, Phil, there are kids in a car behind me. If the driver of that car honks at me or yells something, then the driver has just caused those children to see the accident, because I'm going to slow up even more.
So if you're aware there are kids in the car and the guy honks at you to get moving faster, you slow up more?
That is correct, because I want to make... If their father and mother honked at me to say go faster, we want to hide from this. To me, that's an uncaring parent, and they've just given the job of parenting their kid to me. And if you're going to give me the job of parenting your kid by wanting to go faster and getting away from the accident, then I'm going to parent your child the way I see fit. And that way is to slow up and make sure that kid gets a good eyeful of that accident. If it's a fatality, if it's someone's lost a limb, it can be quite frightening.
Robert Green with us, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about him purposefully slowing up and looking at accidents, not because he's a rubbernecker or a looky-loo, but because he wants people behind him to get a look at the horror of life, the horror of life that you've experienced. And the horror of life that you've experienced really are just other accidents?
Well, you keep saying other accidents. I don't know.
Well, you said that you've been through a lot of tough times.
I have, sir, yes.
All right. The tough times you're telling me about are the accidents you've seen.
I've seen some pretty gruesome accidents. I've got a police scanner on the dash of my car, and I go out to where there have been fatalities or any accident, and I slow up and force people to look at them. So I don't know if they do, but I can tell you I'm taking it in. I'm the CEO of a very successful business. I know people. And believe me, when you run a grocery store, you know people inside out. You see them being selfish. You see them being greedy. You see them being gluttonous. And people have ignored the tough part of life long enough. And for me, it's rewarding work.
Robert Greene from Fraser Foods, just a typical CEO, businessman, but his avocation is making people take a look at life. And he does it by going out to accidents on freeways and expressways and slowing down so that it forces the traffic behind him to go slow. And he'll point at the accident as if to say, take a look at this, because you people are speeding through your life ignoring it. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, the number in the Phil Hendry Show. I got a little bit of a problem with what he said about kids. What if there are kids in the car behind him? He said, well, you know what? Then I want them to see it too. It's tough. And if their parents honk, then I slow down even more. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world.
On the line with me is Robert Greene. He's the CEO of Fraser Foods, and we're talking to him about his avocation of trying to get people to slow down to see accidents. Now, you believe that people are just racing by these accidents, or if they do slow down to look at them, it's just out of morbid curiosity and not because they really care about the pain of life?
That's pretty much it, Phil. People that are staring at accidents, you can see the sort of stupid look in their... I don't mean to say stupid, but you can see a sort of dull look in their face like they don't really know what they're looking at. What I do is I make them slow down, even if they don't want to, and I point at that accident. And my message is clear. Take a look at it, because it could happen to you, and whether you like it or not, you're going to slow down because I'm in front of you.
And the possibility of people getting angry at you.
Well, that doesn't bother me. What are they going to do? I mean, they're going to honk their horns, shake their fist. That's fine. But if I've been able to wake one human being up, if I can wake up one American and say, look at that. And I'll point at it. I wave first and then point. And there are people out there who've never experienced any pain in their lives. Pain equals growth. And even if it's seeing someone who's been bloodied in an accident, even an empty baby seat upside down in the middle of the road, a distraught man hovering over a sheet that covers a body, it's a reminder of that pain.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It sounds like a hell of a way to wake up to life.
Well, but it's necessary. When you see the number of people coming into the grocery store that I do who look lost, I mean, most of the human race is just lost.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Candy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I beg to differ on that some of us have been through everything, have seen everything, and if anything, for him slowing down is causing more accidents.
Well,
what
have you seen? I don't understand.
Well, you just stop and look at these people as if this doesn't happen. I mean, my first husband was killed by drunk driving. And
where was that?
There's still tons of people out there that do that, and I'm not going to slow down for every person I see on the side of the freeway, whether it's an accident or being pulled over.
But, Candy, what I'm saying is your husband died as the result of a drunk driver?
Pardon me?
Did you say your husband died as the result of...
Yes.
As the result of...
And it doesn't mean I stop by in the traffic to slow down
to see
somebody.
Did you say that he was shot?
Pardon me?
Did you say he was shot?
He was shot?
Yes, isn't that what you said?
No. I'm saying is if you're planning to slow down...
How did your husband die?
I believe the lady said that her husband died from a drunk driver.
Oh, a drunk driver. Where did your husband die?
Well, he died in Utah.
All right, let me ask you something, and I know that it was a traumatic thing, but if people slowed down and took a good look at your husband's body inside that car, and it changed their way of viewing things, wouldn't that be a good thing?
No, you know what? I don't think so. There's been mothers have drunk drivers. There's been...
Yeah, but how many
of those... drunk myself
but they haven't
after seeing his body. I could tell you right now that that doesn't make people... Did
you really see his body? Did you pull the sheet back and get a good look at him?
Well, of course I did. There wasn't a sheet on him. He was.
Now,
he had
were you the one
out of a car? But I didn't.
All right, my question is...
I thought, what a terrible accident.
All right, you say your husband... stay with me, Candy. You say your husband was killed by a drunk driver. Were you the driver?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, well, you said you'd been drinking.
No, she said
she... No, I said I have driven... Not drunk, but where...
Well, you may not believe this, but I don't point to the accident. Some people just think it's heavy traffic. I need to point so they know where to look to find the wreckage.
And, to prove what? That these people said what? If we don't know the story, then what's
the matter? Well, I can point to your husband, and I can say, look, this is what drinking did to this man. If your husband had not been drinking...
How about you holding up traffic as a rookie?
Well, ma'am, I mean,
causes more accidents.
Your husband was...
Should we say, look at this person, they're causing more accidents?
Yeah, but your husband was the one that had been drinking. And so it's his own fault.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that you stop.
And all right, Candy, thanks very much.
Driving, and all of a sudden they have to...
If I have very often had to put one of those big foam hands that you get at a baseball game and point, that's what I'll do. But if your husband hadn't been drinking, he wouldn't have flipped his car or whatever he did.
Well, you know what? We're not talking about that, are we?
All right,
we're
thanks, Candy. 1-800-449-8686. Go over here to Rick. Rick, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I just got a couple points for this guy. Number one, I can't believe...
No, she wasn't the drinker, and her husband wasn't the drinker. It was another one. I'm sorry, Rick, go ahead.
I can't believe that this guy, who's a CEO of a company, he doesn't have anything better to do than drive around the countryside looking at accidents and slowing down, and I can't believe that the police don't have anything better to do at an accident site than to talk to this clown about what exactly took place. And just because parents don't want to slow down with kids in their car to see an accident, that does not mean that they want to give you the job of parenting their kid.
Showing the kid that act? Well, I don't understand what you're saying. If you care about your children, you're going to stick their noses right into something like that.
I am.
Well, why wouldn't you, sir? That's the reality of life. And if you're
let me tell you something, sir. I've done, and I've raised three kids.
There's nothing wrong.
I've done a damn good job, and I didn't have to stick their nose in the middle of some accident to make them aware of other people, to make them humanitarian, to make them non-prejudiced, to make them see everybody equal in God's eyes.
You know,
don't have to rub somebody's nose in an accident.
No, you don't. I'm a busy man, and I don't know what you do for a living, but I can tell you, I can get a lot of parenting in just by showing my kids a multiple fatality and say, look at that. That goes a long way. Go play baseball with them, or what are you going to do?
What does that teach a kid?
Watch your ass. Excuse my language, but that's what it says. You know, because God can reach out and destroy your life.
That's the only way, by doing that, that's the only way you can do that is by slowing down and showing somebody an accident like that.
It's not the only way, but it's the way that I do it, and it's necessary for a lot of these... I'm the CEO of a grocery store, and you've never seen bigger idiots. You see the human race when you run a grocery store.
All right, listen, Rick...
I work in a grocery store, and I see people come in there,
and they don't have this
deer-in-the-headlight look that you're talking about, and there's a hell of a lot of people in this country who care a lot about their fellow man, and they didn't get it by slowing down and stopping some damn accident.
I got to tell you, Rick, my kids learn more about life from a day of looking for accidents with me than any other father has with his kid time, and we can spend a day looking for accidents.
All right, listen, Rick, I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. He slows down to make sure you see the accident. Robert Green with me. Mr. Green, had you at one time been a looky-loo or a rubbernecker, in other words, a person that looked at accidents for fun?
Phil, at one time I was like everybody else. If you're asking me, was I like everybody else, yes, I was.
And let me just say, your avocation, people who just tuned in, is to slow down at accidents and force the people to slow down behind you to look at that accident, to really get their nose into that pain, and to realize how lucky they are. Is that essentially your philosophy?
Well, and it's also to, remind them of how really clueless they are. I mean, I was like a lot of your listeners. I was very much not in the world, and I would stare at the accident. And someone honked at me one day, and I felt guilty. And then I realized because I enjoyed seeing the accidents, not from the standpoint that I like pain, but because it was interesting to see it. And not because I want to see someone hurt, but it was interesting to look at, I don't know, just to see all that destruction. And I enjoyed it, but I did feel guilty about it. And then I hit upon the idea of, this is a good way to enjoy it. If I'm going to enjoy it, let me enjoy it and help other people.
You enjoy seeing accidents off to the side of the road.
I'm honest enough to say I find it interesting to see, yes, to see that. And like the reason why we all like war movies or we like to see anything like that. But now I can say I'm also slowing up to make idiots, well, not idiots, but the idiots behind me, look at the accident and take stock of their lives.
All right. It's hard to take a guy serious, though, who's got a big foam rubber number one finger pointing, you know, out of his car.
Well, you know, sometimes you need to get people's attention, and they think that that foam rubber number one finger they use at football games. I use it to say, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Back and forth like that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, on to talk about why he slows up to watch, to look at accidents. It's to make you guys slow up and look at them, too. Carl, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I'd like to know where Mr. Green's store is so he can notify all his idiot clients not to shop there anymore.
I'd like to ask you. You know, I'm not calling you any names, sir.
But you called all your clients to shop at your grocery store, idiot.
No,
so
I just, all I'm saying,
you know, you
is
did.
A lot of
let me ask you, sicko.
Look like morons, you know.
Let me ask you, sicko. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been in an accident other than a rubbernecker, gloating on somebody else's pain?
Have I ever personally been in an automobile accident?
You've been asked that question twice, and you've ignored it both times. Have you been in an accident to know the pain?
That's got nothing to do with it. I've seen enough accidents.
You are an idiot. You are the cause of accidents.
And the answer to that question has got to be a no, isn't that right, Mr. Green?
You've not been in an accident.
Why would you guys ask me that question?
Well, you said
I've been in two serious accidents, and I hate people like you because you've also caused a second accident at one of our accidents.
Wait a minute.
Slowing down and gloating over somebody's pain.
I don't enjoy being in accidents the way you do. I'm sick.
That belongs behind bars.
I don't enjoy being in accidents the way you do.
You just got through saying you enjoy looking at.
I do enjoy looking at them. Yes.
You are a sicko.
And by the way,
you are a sicko, and we ought to be put out of business and behind bars.
Who's sicker?
Other people's agony.
Who's sicker?
You are a sick.
Who's sicker? A guy like you who likes to be in accidents, or a guy like me that likes
to
look at it?
Mister, I would love to know where your store is, and I'd come down and see you.
Oh, really?
And I'd pay for the advertising.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of driving school?
Yeah.
Okay, that might help.
I got hit by somebody in the rear end.
Wait a minute. Mr. Carl, the accidents you've been in were not caused by you. They were caused by others.
I was a passenger rear-ended by some guy.
Where was this, sir?
In Connecticut. Where's your store, sir?
My police scanner doesn't reach to Connecticut, but I would have loved to have seen it just to see what...
I would love to know where your policeman talked to you at accidents also.
I'd like to know. Are you saying...
Let me tell you something. As a former police commissioner, mister, you are an outright liar about policemen talking to you at a scene of an accident.
You're driving by slowly.
Liar.
Well, you know an awful lot about me, and you're the guy that enjoys getting in it.
He's already established it wasn't his fault.
I've never called a talk show before, but I got so disgusted, I'm sitting on the side of the road listening to your garbage.
Hey, Carl, let me ask you, this is just a joke.
Have you on there.
This is just a joke, but what's it feel like to get bumped in the rear? Now, that's just a joke.
It's not a joke in my estimation, mister. I've been paralyzed for 10 years. It's not a joke.
Are you paralyzed from the waist down, from the neck down? What is it?
None of your damn business, but I'd still like to have you answer the question, what state or where is your store?
I'm in the state of California. My store is in Buena Park, California. You can find me driving the highways all over California.
I want to find your store so I can put a sign in your store for the sicko.
All right, now my question is this, Mr. Green, because you use a foam rubber number one finger and you wear a cat in a hat.
That's for people to recognize who I am, yes, sir.
And you're driving around like that, looking at accidents.
You know, you gentlemen have found nothing but fault with my effort to make people behind me see a guy like Carl and say, take a look at him. He's peeing out of a straw now because he wasn't careful. That could happen to you.
I got one comment for you, Phil Henry. You ought to get some decent guests on your show.
He's talking about me, Mr. Henry, and I can tell you...
All right, well, I appreciate your input, Carl.
Carl, let me ask you, how do you go to the bathroom?
That's really rude, man. Really, really rude.
Mister, you got a sick sense of humor. And I hope to God you get shot.
Who, me?
That's what I...
You're talking about...
Bob Green. Green.
Bob Green, huh? You want me to get shot?
I would love to see you get shot.
Well, I tell you what. I'm opening up a store in, where are you? West Haven, Connecticut? I'm opening a store there next month.
Good.
Oh, God.
Good.
You've just
I would love to
me,
see.
And you've, now you're in trouble. Now I'm going to call, I'm calling the Connecticut State Attorney.
You go ahead.
Hey, by the way, who drives faster, you or Stephen Hawkins? Now, see, that's a joke that you can't appreciate.
No, I can't, because I don't know who Stephen Hawkins is.
He can't move from the neck down. He's got Lou Gehrig's disease. He types with a straw.
Mister, don't go into Lou Gehrig's disease, because I lost my dad to that. And you are a sick person.
Who was your dad, Lou Gehrig?
All right. You know, Carl.
You're getting to be a sick person.
Thank you very much for your call.
See, a guy like that.
Will you come on, a guy like that? Jamie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to know what gives you the right to do what you do. I mean, you're not a cop. It's not
right.
Your job.
What do you mean? What gives me the right?
You're not a police officer. I mean, it's not your job to slow people down and point out wrecks and I mean, you're supposed to just obey the law and drive. So
saying it's not my job to pick up a poor homeless man and give him something to eat because I'm not a social worker. That's ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you this.
I mean, I drive by an accident, I see it, I slow down. I don't need a constitutional amendment to tell me I got a right to do that.
No, but
well,
you
are... Let me ask you this. What would you do in a situation like this? Let's say there was an accident, and the traffic was backed up, okay? And there was an exit about a half a mile down, and I went down the shoulder. I do this all the time because I don't want to sit and wait. I go down the shoulder, not to cut back into traffic, but to go down so I can reach my exit. And I'm from Seattle, and what people do here a lot, it pisses them off by doing that because they had to wait, and I was smart enough or had the balls to figure out how to get around this accident. When I go down the shoulder, they move over into the shoulder so I can't get by. Would you do that?
I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
What part didn't you hear? The whole thing?
Well, you say you're going down the shoulder. I don't understand.
If I was going down, if there was
right.
an accident,
okay,
and there, and there's an exit about a half a mile down, what I will do in that situation a lot of times is I will get over in the breakdown lane, the shoulder, and I will go down so I can get to the exit rather than have to sit and wait in that traffic or inch along. And what people will do here is they will get over in the shoulder and cut me off so I can't get to my exit, and I don't understand that because, I'm just figuring out
what do you mean by lane?
I'm not bothering them.
What do you mean by a breakdown lane? I don't get that.
The lane off to the side of, I'm sorry, Jamie, but the lane where people will go over to the side.
There you go.
Well, what is he doing driving on it?
Because he's trying to get around the accident.
You can't get around the accident because there's a, oh, Jesus, you guys are stupid.
What do you mean he's stupid? Look. This guy is driving around.
Look at Jamie, all I can tell you is this. I slow down to slow up people. I've got a recording of the live recording of Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin from Madison Square Garden. And I will play that full blast.
As you go by a fatality accident.
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to know what you would do because there's a lot
I would
of people
cut my
here.
Car over. I would cut my car over and block you.
And that's what a lot of people do here in Seattle, and it drives me nuts.
Well,
I'm not
interested in your problems. I'm talking about me looking at accidents. What do I care about you?
Yeah, but you know what, though? You know what? This is how I look at that, though. If I'm smart enough to figure out how to get around that accident, and if a cop sees me,
Did you figure out the phone number? Hello?
Is the caller? He's gone. 1-800-449-8686.
Thank God.
Don't worry. I'll screen the call.
Is this guy,
Jim, go ahead. Jim, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey. Listen, guy. You know you're a damn liar.
Hi, Bob Green here.
You're a damn liar.
Are you talking to the host or to me, sir?
I'm talking not to the host. I'm talking to you.
I'm a liar.
I'm telling you, you're a damn liar.
I'm a liar, huh?
You damn right.
You see me driving around in a Cat in the Hat with the big
phone
number.
I'm going to tell you something. I've been on the road for over 35 years. I'm on the road right now. I pulled over just to talk to you.
No, you couldn't have been on the road for 35 years.
I've been on the road for over 35 years.
Because you got to pull over and get gas and sleep. Ha ha, it's a joke. It's just a joke.
Come on, will you knock it off with the jokes?
Hey, I don't want no joke here. I'm just going to tell you the facts. The facts are that you're not going to go down here to an accident and a highway patrolman, a local police officer, or somebody from an ambulance is not going to let you stop, and they're not going to tell you what the hell is going on.
Well, I would suspect as much as myself, Jim. How do you claim that that happens, Mr. Green?
I can tell you that I've had police officers shake my hand and say thank you for taking
me. You're a damn liar if a police officer... All they do out here is they want the traffic to keep
exactly.
moving.
And I'd
they
like to
do
know,
not want it to stop.
What police agency are you talking about, Mr. Green?
One of the police departments.
Which one, sir? Because we'd like to know which police officers are shaking your hand to say thanks for taking interest.
It was the California something.
Highway
it was
Patrol?
Not the California Highway Patrol.
No, it wasn't the Highway
wasn't
Patrol.
It wasn't the local police officer.
It was the California Metropolitan Police.
I don't believe that.
Who
I
are
don't
they?
Believe... I don't believe you whatsoever.
What I do is...
I never in my life...
I tell him I'm Dr. Seuss and I want to hang out.
Well,
are you trying to tell me that you drive up to an accident scene wearing a Dr. Seuss hat with a big foam rubber number one finger and the cops are happy to see you?
They understand why I'm there, to save lives and to play...
They understand that he's haywire. There's something wrong with him.
You know, the next time you pull up to an accident scene, Mr. Green, wearing a Cat in a Hat hat and a big foam rubber finger, they're going to put you at a Tascadero, which is the criminally insane place up here in California. You know that, don't you?
They'll probably put him in the ambulance and take him off.
How come you two guys are familiar with where nuts go? Have you been there yourselves? Go straight to the hot ring.
Well,
he hung up. He hung up.
I'm glad he did
up.
Because the guy's haywire. He's lying. He's an ambulance chaser is what he
well,
is.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. These looky-loos and these guys who want to slow everybody down. Now, look at this. He's called back. Sir, I don't like being hung up on.
You know what it is?
I didn't mean to hang up on you, but I wanted to tell you, gentlemen, that I start the conversation with the officers by saying, green eggs and ham, and Sam I am, and they shake my hand because they enjoyed that as a kid.
Well... You know,
he's
I
nuts.
Think
he's
I think whatever you want is just to see blood out there. That's what you want is to
I
see
never
blood
denied
because
that.
The officers all do right. not want you to slow down and look at the accident. They
even
want
after
you to
I
keep
say,
moving.
Even after I say green eggs and ham.
If you said green eggs and ham to them, they would lock you up.
They put you in a nut bin and you know it, Mr.
Yeah,
Green.
They would put me in the nut bin.
Hey, you know something, Jim?
Yeah,
what do you know about it? You know what? Why don't you pull my big...
And you're not CEO of any store.
Hey, why don't you guys both pull my big orange finger?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hung up again.
I got to go.
All right, Megan, thank you very much, Jim.
Road.
Thanks a lot. Why don't you guys pull my big orange finger? This guy's driving around. I can't even...